Israel has deployed a new high-tech missile system to protect residents in the south from incoming rockets. Iron Dome, as it's known, is designed to shoot down the kind of short-range rockets that are fired from the Gaza Strip, and Palestinian militants there have stepped up attacks in recent weeks. But Israeli officials warn that the system isn't foolproof. It's just one weapon in the country's arsenal, as the world's Matthew Bell reports from Jerusalem.
Israel still has the most powerful military in the Middle East, but in recent years, the threat from rockets fired at the Israeli home front has proven to be tough to stop. During Israel's wars with Hezbollah in 2006, and again with Palestinian militants in Gaza at the end of 2008, thousands of rockets and mortars rained down on Israeli territory. That explains the motivation for Israel's so-called Iron Dome system.
There is no other system in the world which shoot missiles against a rocket.
Israeli Air Defense General Doron Gavish stood next to the first anti-rocket battery deployed outside the southern city of Beersheba this week. He said the Iron Dome system is designed to track the launch of short and medium-range rocket or artillery shells with radar and then blast them out of the air with interceptor missiles. He was asked if the system would be able to shoot down the kind of rockets that hit the area earlier this month. Gavish said the system is operational, but it's still in the evaluation phase.
Obviously, because what we saw in the last week or two, we accelerated the phases, and now we are here in the sites, and this is what we're going to do for the next coming weeks.
For these missile batteries to be effective here, they'll have to do something unprecedented, shoot down rockets in just 45 seconds. Israeli military spokesman Barak Raz says that's how long it takes the Russian-designed rockets launched from Gaza to reach Beersheba.
We're talking about more or less 40 kilometers away from the Gaza Strip. These aren't rockets that are manufactured in basement with common dual-purpose supplies. These are smuggled rockets that are smuggled into the Gaza Strip via tunnels targeting our city.
The Iron Dome system is very high-tech and very expensive. Its interceptor missiles are estimated to run between $35,000 and $50,000 each. Last year, the U.S. Congress approved more than $200 million in funding for the project. When asked about costs, General Gavish himself asked what value can be placed on human life.
What I would like to say is that I think that it is more important to understand that the big question is, if you didn't shoot something, what would it hit? Our job is to make sure that we will do everything that is needed in order to defend our population.
Israeli officers say the Iron Dome system is only one part of the country's overall defensive strategy against rocket fire from Gaza. Civilians will continue to rely on warning sirens and bomb shelters, while the military will not shy away from using its attack capabilities. In recent weeks, for example, Palestinian militants fired more than 100 rockets and mortars at southern Israel. According to the United Nations, 3 Israeli civilians were injured. During the same period, Israeli airstrikes and shelling in Gaza killed 11 Palestinian militants, along with 6 civilians. The Israel Defense Forces chief of staff was quoted yesterday saying he lamented the loss of civilian life, but he said Israel will not allow terror organizations to renew their efforts. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.